We're going to focus in on Caulfield now. We've already spoken with Mick Price, as we know, and we've passed on a little bit of other news relevant to Caulfield on the weekend. But Tuesday morning, it's always a busy track work morning, and I know Josh Rodder from the Melbourne Racing Club has been out and about this morning. He wants to update here on a couple. David Pfeiffer's good horses down there. I am excited. Morning to you, Josh.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the listeners. It's MRC's turn at Caulfield this week, and we're really looking forward to a great Group 1 day of racing. So Rupert Clark Stakes used to be on Underwood Stakes Day, but now run on this day, and looks a really good assembly in the nominations, and of course the Naturalism Stakes, the Group 3 race, which is your ticket into the Caulfield Cup.
You'd be surprised. There's a few down the bottom that are getting a bit anxious about getting a run in the Naturalism. It's a hot ticket in town, that race, isn't it?
It certainly is. We know how important, whether they're trying to get into the Caulfield Cup or the Melbourne Cup, that ballot exemption is a huge opportunity to lock away a cup start, as we've seen with Kingswell Dream winning the Mornington Cup earlier in the year.
Yeah, exactly. Can I start with David Pfeiffer's horse? I Am Excited. You spotted this morning?
Yeah, she worked at about 5:45 this morning on the course proper. Mark Zara was on board with Ben Mallum being suspended. Her work was really sharp, 49.61 over the half mile, home in 22.5. I was standing watching her in the mounting yard as she, you know, galloped past me, and she was really light on her feet, looked really well in condition and in the coat. And that experience around Caulfield last start, now with a gallop out here, really astute by David Pfeiffer to bring her out here. She looks in great condition. She'll line up in the Group 3 How Now for mares, set weights and penalties, and looks extremely hard to beat on the work I saw this morning.
All right, good report there for I Am Excited. I spoke with Chris Lees earlier. He sent down Reginae to line up in a stakes race there on the weekend.
Yeah, she worked really well. Mark Zara galloped her. She worked with Global Exchange, a progressive three-year-old colt from the Mar Eustace camp. He'll go around in the three-year-old mile race on the program. Reginae will go around in the newly named Jim Maloney Stakes, which is really good to see Jim being honoured. A Hall of Fame trainer, of course, the trainer of Vane, and won a Caulfield Cup in 84 with Affinity. His sons, John and Jared, train here at Caulfield. And of course, Patrick is a great jockey. So that race is for three-year-old fillies. The first time it'll be run at listed level. Reginae will take her place in that race. She worked really well with Global Exchange. Home in 23, the last 400. Booked to have a lot left to give. And geez, he's really got some ammunition this spring, Chris Lees, hasn't he? We saw Smart Melody last Saturday, Reginae, and Graf up there in Sydney on Saturday. He's got some really, really nice three-year-old.
He has, for sure. One of those horses that really is sweating on a start in the Naturalism is Matt Dunn's horse, Divine Unicorn.
Big fan of this horse, Andrew. I was actually at Doomben when he knocked off Tradesman in that Tats Cup, and a big effort for a lightly raced horse to step a mile to 22 and win that day. And I've followed him closely. He's really good first up at the Sunshine Coast, winning with a big weight. And unfortunately, he just had no luck at the Valley. Got out late and really rushed to the line. So he's down to number 21 in the order of entry. We're running 16-4 emergencies. I haven't done any homework of horses that may miss. I'm not sure if you have. You can put a line through.
I reckon, I said our Venice Beach is the one that's confirmed for Lloyd Williams. He's still debating about Homesman, but I reckon Weary will look at his. I think they'd love to get Knight's Watch into the race, which is one slot above Divine Unicorn.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so interesting, because I know Matty Dunn's really, you know, biting the fingernails to get this horse in. He's obviously down to try and sneak a start at the Caulfield Cup. This is his greatest opportunity. He worked really well, had his track rider on board, worked home the half mile in 51.4, and for a mile and a quarter horse, home in 22.8, that was really nice work for Divine Unicorn. And he's a really nice progressive horse, and Matty Dunn's handled him really well. We haven't seen him in Melbourne very often. He only brings them down when he really thinks he's a realistic chance. And if this horse can get into the Naturalism with 54.5, I think he'd be running a really big race. So interesting times for both Knight's Watch and Divine Unicorn, who would both be very short in the market, or, you know, well fancied.
Yeah, they would be, for sure. And, mate, just wrapping it up, Assertive Play we saw finish really nicely the other week for Philip Stokes. You spotted this morning?
Yeah, she looks really well in condition. Phillip's got a nice team of three-year-old fillies down here at Caulfield. He calls Caulfield home every spring and autumn carnival. Assertive play, did just a maintenance gallop on the course proper, wasn't asked to do a lot, but she's ticking all the boxes. And that looks like it's shaping as a really good race for Jim Maloney. I can say that Seabrook worked reverse on the inside grass just after 6 a.m. for Damien Oliver. So it looks like, the top raider in the race at 102 and 59.5 kilos will go to Sydney for the Golden Rose. Granny Red Shoes is there at the top of the weights there. She worked, also had a maintenance galloper on the course proper today. She'll be better for her experience at Caulfield first up. So shaping as a really nice race. The Jim Maloney run a black type level for the first time. Mighty Boss worked with High Arm on the poly track. And Mighty Boss seems to be ticking over well. His track works a lot better than what his race results are showing at the moment, but he's another that'll line up in the Naturalism Stakes with a stablemate, High Arm.